Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Should have done all that beforehand. I was trying to get the cameras all set there. Dawn Roberts, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Brian?
I am good. I'm good. I got to talking to you about heartworm, and I know that's exciting conversation, but that's what we are going to talk about here in a bit with Dawn Roberts. But first, let me tell you that we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and they're having a big event this weekend on Saturday morning, 10 to 2, so into the early afternoon. It's Rutherford County Earth Day, so you want to be on the square. I always go to the free hot dogs and popcorn and the free gourmet grilled cheese. Yes, that's good. So all the moms and dads will have a good time, and the kids are going to enjoy, you know, the kids zone, hands-on games, activities. There's going to be live music there every hour. So a lot of fun on the square, 10 to 2 on Saturday. And Middle Tennessee Electric is powering Rutherford Issues this morning. Dawn Roberts, the executive director of the Beasley Animal Foundation and Clinic, is here. And you've got a big thing coming up, Friday, right?
Yeah, Friday night. Yeah, it's our 14th annual Paws and Pearls and our 45th anniversary celebration. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been, it's kind of interesting looking it back and everything that has transpired in the last 45 years. I mean, I've only been really active since 2018, but they've done wonderful work for a long time.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. So,
and I know WGNS has been a partner for a long time with us. So.
Well, you know, that predates, let's say, Bart bought the station in 84. So, I mean, that would have been 5 years before that, right?
Yeah. 1980 is, yep, it's our official, like, Beasley Animal Foundation date. So, yeah.
From humble beginnings, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And at first it was just, spay and neuter clinic?
Yeah. Earlier in the day, it was more just like grassroots effort, responsible pet ownership education, okay, and things like that. And then in 1992, when the clinic officially opened, it was focused on spay and neuter and stopping the suffering caused by overpopulation. You know, and then in 2016, the community outreach program started.
Oh, nice.
Where we started doing dog and cat food distributions and then giving, doing our vaccine clinics to senior citizens and those facing homelessness and things like that. 2018 is when we started our prevention and wellness services at the clinic. And then 23 is when we started our final program so far, our news program, the Oliver Pet Assistance Fund. So. Yeah.
So, how long was Amanda there as the executive director? Do you remember?
20 years.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I knew it had been quite a while.
Absolutely.
So she was there with like a lot of the growth of the clinic.
Absolutely.
Part.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And, I didn't realize that it was just 2018 when you, came on.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. The end of 2018 is I started there in the clinic.
Wow.
So.
And now look at where things are.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, not the ideal situation
sure.
for me to get in the position I'm in, but, you know, it's been an honor.
Well, sure. I'm sure it has. And Paws and Pearls is one of those events that it's really like the Beasley Animal Foundation's kind of signature event, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's our longest running and largest fundraiser. So, yeah. So this year it's our 14th annual. So. At Copper Ridge Event Venue. It's sold out, but anyone can help support us by signing on and registering for our online auction. I mean, we have a lot of cool items out there. So
okay. So I see the online auction URL, so I'll be sure to put that on the podcast for folks who may want to go by and take a look at the auction items, and that's an online auction.
Yes.
So that's going to go on. Is there a live auction?
There is a live auction
okay.
at the event.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, for attendees. But this online auction runs until the end, until 8:30 on Friday night.
Okay. So get in and bid and know that the proceeds will help the Beasley Animal Clinic and the foundation to continue its work here in our community. And that link's also on your Facebook page, too,
absolutely,
I believe, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I'll be sure to put it on the podcast. That way we can be sure to recognize that. Gosh, I'm sure that I've been around several events, you know, the back end of the planning and that kind of thing for events, and I know it can be stressful.
It is. You know, it always comes together,
yeah.
But, you know, it's just part of it that, you know, there's just little details that you got to make sure get ironed out, and luckily I have Katie, who's wonderful, that, you know, is there to kind of keep everyone on track and make sure everything is perfect in the way it's supposed to be. I mean, the weather doesn't look like it's going to cooperate. So if everyone wants to go put that out in the universe to help the rain go away.
rain, go away.
Yeah.
Well, at least you're indoors too, though.
Yeah, so. And then we're expanding. This year we'll have a tent. Luckily, we had a little bit of a crisis yesterday, but that's all resolved. So there will be a tent also to kind of let things, people spread out a little bit.
Oh,
so,
good.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So yeah. there are always crises that are popping up, aren't there?
Yes.
And I'm sure you've got a committee that helps work and
absolutely
put this together.
Yeah,
too,
we've
right?
got a great committee. You know, all the volunteers for, you know, entire organization is great, but yeah, the committee, they spend a lot of time and hours, you know still is asking for support, gathering the silent auction items, sponsors. You know, we couldn't do what we do without our sponsors for this event. So yeah, we're grateful to every single one of them. So yeah, so it's a busy, we start planning like in December, so or a little bit earlier than that too sometimes. So yeah.
Well, it's here, and I hope for good weather and big time had by all at the Paws and Pearls this Friday. Again, the tickets are sold out, but you can help by bidding on the online auction items. Like I said, right before we went on, we were talking about heartworm, and I know that sounds like a really exciting thing to talk about, but with so many people moving into our community, and April being Heartworm Prevention Month, it's important to know the dangers and how to protect your pets.
Right, yeah. I mean, we just do not get cold enough in Tennessee to kill the mosquitoes. And that's the, you know, that's how dogs become infected, is through an infected mosquito. These heartworms, they're not like your internal parasites that you find in the gut. These worms go in the heart and the lungs, and can cause, I mean, it's deadly. It ends up killing your animal if you don't get treatment. So, you know, the American Heartworm Association says that, you know, areas that never had it very much are now seeing that. It's just probably due to everyone moving around the country and dogs being more mobile and things like that. So, you know, you should get your dog tested once a year, and they need to stay on that prevention all year round. So, you know, clinics like us, we have oral prevention, which has to be given monthly. Full service vets have oral, but they also, you know, some vets do also have like the pro heart shot that we were talking about. That is a 6 month or a 12 month coverage for heartworms. But, you know, and they also help, some of these preventions also help with your internal parasites as well. So
I was telling you about, I guess I have to call her the middle dog since we have three, but she just, the chewables, the pills, and I would put them in those pill pockets and she would still spit it out. And I just could not get her. Peanut butter, I tried everything.
Right. Some dogs are very particular. So, I mean, yeah, it's a great thing that, you know, those that you have that option for that pro heart shot.
Well, she is a bit spoiled, you know, so at least
well,
that's what my kids...
Our pets are supposed to be spoiled,
well,
aren't they?
That's right. Yeah. My kids are a little jealous, but that's okay. So prevention is key. I did see that you brought a statistic from the American Heartworm Society that, I mean, you may have people moving from other states that don't necessarily protect against heartworm, but it's in all 50 states.
Absolutely. It's changed. I mean, it's just, you know, you move from a state that is prevalent to another state that's not. So, I mean, it's mosquitoes move, you know, everything is changing environmentally and weather and everything like that. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that's just something that people need to be aware of and talk to your full service about, you know, whether, you know, there's a huge risk for that. And, you know, in Tennessee, absolutely. So
we're talking today with Dawn Roberts, Executive Director of the Beasley Animal Foundation and Beasley Animal Clinic here today. And so testing is recommended even if you are on the preventative 12 months a year.
Yes. Most clinics, I know we require, and then what they required every 12 months to get another year's worth of prevention. And that kind of helps with, you know, if for some reason your pet was to test positive and you need a treatment, the manufacturer can help, should be able to help you with that treatment, because it's very costly if you can show that you had a heartworm test and have kept that dog on that heartworm prevention. So
I asked that very same question when they said this last time, well, we need to do a test first. And it's like, well, I mean, they've been on the preventative. Well, but this ensures that if something does happen in the next 12 months and you have had this ProHeart injection or whatnot, that they would
absolutely
take care of that part of it. So, yeah. I mean, that's a huge thing.
It is, because it's very costly. So prevention is always cheaper than the exact treatment. And you could have everlasting, you know, long lasting effects on your dog as well in the organs.
Well, it is springtime. So Dawn, I guess that means not only mosquitoes, but fleas, ticks, that whole thing.
Oh, yeah, all those little pesky little things. Yeah. I mean, I was picking ticks off my horses still in January. So, we don't get cold enough really for all of that stuff to go away. Yeah. So, you know, our clinic, we do recommend, and I think it's kind of standard to stay on that flea and tick prevention as well. So ticks can pass on some diseases to dogs, including Lyme disease. So, you know, a lot of these tests for heartworms, they will test for some tick-borne diseases as well. So
is there a better way than not? I know that you can get heartworm and flea and tick prevention in one in some of the some instances. I know some people still prefer the collar. There's the, you know, what is it, front line where you put the little liquid
the topical.
On there. Yeah, topical. So what's the best?
I think you just need to talk to your vet. I mean, I think it depends on their exposure. If, you know, just like us, some things work for some people, some things don't work. So, I mean, I think it's just specific. You know, oral, you absolutely know that they're getting it.
Yeah.
Unless they go away and throw it up. The topical, you know, sometimes can cause irritation on the skin. Same with the Seresto collars. It's just, but then, you know, it works for some people. I think it's just a matter of you just having a good conversation with your vet to, you know, what's your exposure and if it's working and the pet is not having any health issues, then, you know, just don't change it.
I'm sure indoor versus outdoor makes a
Absolutely.
Difference too and that
yeah.
kind of thing.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, but, you know, every dog has to go outside to go to the bathroom.
Sure.
And you can bring fleas and ticks in on yourself. So, I mean, it's something to consider even if you have an indoor pet.
Yeah, I was just kind of thinking, you know, I was always leery of the topicals because, you know, I see one of my dogs and they're licking the face of the other or they're, you know, playing and, you know, biting at their neck and things like that, just playing around. And that probably isn't a good thing to have inside, you know,
right.
or in the
yeah.
mouth or whatever, but I don't know. But it is very important. And what are some other parasites? Ear mites?
Yeah. You see that more common in cats. It can just cause irritation and inflammation in the ears. They look very dirty. And, you know, you can take your cat to a clinic and they can do a swab and look under their microscope and confirm that they have ear mites. And then there's, you know, prescription medication for that as well. So to note, if you have fleas, you do need to treat all your animals, all your entire house where they're housed and everything like that, just to make sure that you kind of break the cycle of the flea eggs and stuff.
Well, that's a lot of information. So fleas, ticks, and cat's heartworm?
They can, yes. Okay. It's, you know, it's harder to diagnose. So you can get that test done. I think full service vets can do that and things like that. So
is that something that it's suggested to have preventative for cats?
There is a preventative that does deal with heartworms for cats. Yes.
Probably has the flea and tick on
Absolutely.
All that together.
Yeah,
gotcha.
It does.
Okay.
Yes.
Because when you said ear mites and cats mainly, that just kind of made me think about the cat side. So I guess we just need to make sure we're very careful during this heartworm prevention month.
Absolutely. It's almost over, but but it's always a good reminder for anyone to kind of know if I haven't had my dog tested this year, go and make an appointment with your vet. So
well, very good. Well, happy Paws and Pearls week.
Thank you. And we're excited. It's going to be a good evening.
I hope it is a big day for you on Friday. Don't forget the online auction where you can help Beasley Animal Foundation and Clinic, and we'll put the post or link to that on our post of the podcast. Dawn Roberts, our guest here on Rutherford Issues today.